Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about unwrapped giving, about knowing the gift of giving that God gives so that, well, we would give. And interesting day here yesterday. As snow moved in Wednesday night and into Thursday, and I had about 15, 16 inches that I cleared out of my driveway, at least the first round, and we'll see what today brings. But it's good to be together and to share in God's Word, and I would encourage you, if you're listening to this, you live in the South Bend, Mishawaka, greater Michiana area, and you're not connected to a church home, come visit us at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend, Indiana, just a little bit south of the Dragoon-Ewing Ironwood intersection. And so we would love to see our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering each Sunday morning as we continue this Unwrapped Gifts. This Sunday, we're going to be talking about Unwrapped Insight, the gift of prophecy. And encourage you to come join us and fellowship and worship God together. But this morning in this Unwrapped Giving, we're going to be finishing up the broadcast part of our week, talking and praying about giving grace. The very nature of God is giving what we don't deserve. Because what we do deserve, we don't really want. And His nature in us ought to motivate us to give grace to others and to give grace to ourselves. Proverbs 25, verse 21 says, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Now, there are a lot of verses in the Bible that I could have chosen for this week's prayer guide on the topic of giving grace. But I love the practicality of this verse because, number one, it describes how to interact with your enemy. Perhaps the person or group of people or whatever it might be that is the most difficult to give grace to. And he says, if they're hungry, give them something to eat. They may not deserve it. I don't know why they're your enemy. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Again, they may not deserve anything from you. The enmity between you and them, it may be their fault, it may be your fault, it may not really be anybody's fault. And sometimes people are enemies, and when you press them on it, neither side's really sure why. It's just always been that way. And so the application, obviously, I think applies to all people. If your neighbor's hungry, if your neighbor's thirsty, if your coworker, if your fellow student, if your family member, but many of those categories are somewhat easy. Not all the time, but more so than our enemy. Our enemy, we tend to want to give bad things. We tend to want to give useless things. If they're thirsty, I'll give them salt. If I give them anything. If they're hungry, I'll give them a cold shoulder. I'll ignore them. But as we gaze into God's Word, the Bible says that while we were enemies with Him, with God, in our mind, Christ died for us. We were lost. We were broken. We were separated from God, and the only way to be made right with God would require a gift of grace that only God could give. And when God looked upon us, who by our nature had declared ourselves enemies of God, He gave us what we needed. And as we live life, it's important to recognize God doesn't always give us what we want or what we demand or what we insist is necessary. And sometimes we get that mixed up. If we're on the end of the equation that's needing to receive something, we kind of get bent out of shape if Christian people don't give us what we've asked for. But the question is, are they giving us what we need? Sometimes we need training in our finances. Sometimes we need correction in our life, our choices, our decision making. We may need food in addition to that, but food by itself really won't help. It's really not what we need. The reason that we need food is because we've been wasteful. And not all the time. But many times, we set in our mind what it looks like to be helped, and we're offended if people don't help us that way. We're offended if God doesn't help us that way. But we have to be very careful when we're on the receiving end, but we also have to be very careful when we're on the giving end, that we're not being legalistic in denying grace, demanding stipulations, or placing stipulations and demanding response, because we don't think someone deserves it. We must examine our heart to determine, is this really about giving what's needed, or is it about withholding grace? Is it about a statement against that person? And it's complicated. And it requires us to live, we talked about yesterday, to live by the Word of God so that we have sound answers in how we represent God's grace to others. And so today, as you have opportunity, as you interact with people, give grace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know even what grace is. You've given us Jesus, a payment for our sin, the penalty that we deserve to pay, that would cost us our very life. And it's not that we deserved it. It's not that we got everything right. It's not that we made all of the right decisions. You chose, because of your nature of love, to give grace. And so, God, even as we strive to give the best help possible to those who need it, even as we strive to receive the best help possible when we need it, may we temper everything with this grace that comes from you in this gift of giving. Not measuring what we deserve or what they deserve, but rather measuring what you have given. And when we understand more fully each day that we live, just the extent of your giving to us, may it increase our grace in giving to others, especially those that our mind has determined don't deserve it. May we treat them as you've treated us. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill us in the way that we give, so that we would lift Him up as the ultimate giver of grace, the giver of good things, the giver of life. And as we lift up Jesus, may He draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.